Holy One, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please be seated. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's why we're here tonight. Those familiar words repeated quietly from person to person, that gritty feel of ash on your forehead, the shape of the cross, looking at your neighbors and realizing that that cross marks us all. We are mortal. We are flawed. We are called to repent. We are beloved, and we are forgiven. The ashes that were made from burning last year's Palm Sunday branches are replete with meaning and intention. Remember that you are dust. We are the dust of creation, loved into being from the beginning of time by the one who calls creation very good. And to dust you shall return. Pardon our dust. We're in a process of constant renovation and renewal. As Otis Moss III writes, we are in the messy process of developing, working, breaking, and rebuilding. Every one of us should wear one of those signs, "Pardon my dust." And that's part of the tension of this day. On the one hand, knowing that we are flawed and messy with construction dust, and on the other hand, knowing that God's abundant grace brings us to our knees in repentance, yes, but also in gratitude. And this is the tension of the Christian life of faith. The same tension that entwines loss and renewal, chaos and creativity, life and death. We hold and are held by God in this tension. In our Old Testament reading, Isaiah points us to this tension as he criticizes Israel, like a cranky contractor demolishing their assumptions and sending the dust of their arrogance flying into the air. In the passage that we heard tonight, Isaiah has taken Israel to task for forgetting the meaning, the intent, and the purpose of their ritual acts. The people had forgotten the true nature of their relationship with God and slipped back into their old idolatrous habits. They felt that God should shower blessings down upon them in return for their outward signs of worship. And then they're dismayed when God does not seem to be holding up God's part of the transaction. But Isaiah chastises them, saying that worship is not transactional. It must be relational. So Isaiah mocks their pleas to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? As if the whole point of what they were doing was simply to attract God's attention. Isaiah denounces the hypocrisy of making the right motions and saying the right words, yet not also practicing true righteousness and justice, by caring for the marginalized and the oppressed. He writes, "Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and fight and strike with a wicked fist." Isaiah says that acts of worship that do not also reflect God's love in the world do not constitute the fast that God requires. And so he demands to know, is this the fast that God chooses? No. Then why are we here tonight, participating in this outward ritual of getting these ashes on our heads? That's the tension. And it's the tension that we need on this day. Isaiah's words invite us to ponder why we have come here tonight. Have we come here out of habit? Out of duty? Out of yearning? Isaiah's words, I hope, prompt us to feel, or perhaps to feel more strongly, the pull of this day, this Ash Wednesday, the challenge of the ashes that we are about to receive. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The purpose of a holy Lent is to help us discern what God is calling out of us, not what we should expect from God in return for our Ash Wednesday worship and Lenten spiritual practices of taking something on or giving something up. God has already loved us into being from the dust of creation. And the grace that continues to flow from that love is irrevocable. Ours to do is to respond by reflecting that love and grace into the world. So our actions here today and in this season of Lent must be rooted in that invitation, that challenge. Pardon my dust. Anyone who has been involved in a renovation project is familiar with what it entails: the planning, the gutting, the mess. And it really isn't that different with our Lenten discipline. As we do the hard work of renovating our spiritual lives, critically looking at ourselves, facing what needs to change, and then demolishing a structure that doesn't serve us well anymore. Clearing away the detritus and debris of those things that are holding us back from making more room for God. With tools of self-examination, fasting, prayer, scripture reading, we can begin to rebuild something new. But it's not, as with any renovation, it is not without cost. We need to repent of thinking that our lives are just about ourselves, allowing vulnerability and humility and generosity and gratitude to flow, and renewing our deep connection with God and with creation and with our siblings in Christ. It is a big project to take on, which is why we have 40 days to get started. God calls us into this work of renovation and to be faithful, even when things, as often happens with renovations, when things don't go as we plan. Because being human means that we are flawed, we are covered in construction dust. but we are at the same time beloved and forgiven. All of us, marked by the cross, make this Lenten journey together, upholding one another as companions on the journey. And my prayer for each of us on this Ash Wednesday is for a holy and dusty Lent, creating new space within us for the boundless grace of God, the redeeming love of Jesus, and the bracing challenge of the Holy Spirit. Amen.